Good day, I'm Natasha Sitgwaza, and today we are speaking to Dr. Almarie Malik about the first 1,000 days. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you.
What is the first 1,000 days and why is it important to us?
This is the period from conception until the child's second birthday. So it's 270 days during pregnancy, another 375 for the first year, and another 65 for the second year. You'll arrive at a total of 1,000 days. This 1,000 days period is a very important time because caring for your baby should start before the birth of your baby. For the development of a healthy child, research shows us that physical and brain development is happening at a very fast rate during the 1,000 day period. The brain grows up to 80% of its size in this time. If we manage to have a healthy and happy mom and baby during this time, the child has a much better chance of being healthy, happy, and able to learn well. Anything that goes wrong during this time can affect the baby for life. We as Western Cape government want to try and support mother and baby in the first 1,000 days journey. We believe that the right start is crucial for a bright future. That's why our campaign logo is called Right Start, Bright Future. We want a bright future for every child in the Western Cape so that we can build healthy communities.
How is it different from popular understanding? Is the first 1,000 days only about what the mother eats or drinks?
Well, what the mother eats or drinks is important, but more than that, it is important to realize that growing babies are affected by their whole environment. The health of their mother, her mood and feelings, and the whole environment around them. Anything that happens in the home, violence or stress that affects the mother, can harm the baby, causing it to be born with a low birth weight, or be a stressed baby that cries a lot, or a child that has difficulty learning in later life.
So what are the most important aspects in the first 1,000 day period?
There are three important aspects. They're like pillars in the first 1,000 days. The first is the health and nutrition that both mom and baby need. The second is the love and attention that the baby needs and all the support that mom needs. The third is the play and stimulation the baby needs for learning, as well as the protection for a safe environment. Each of these three pillars are essential for baby's growth and development to be balanced and strong.
Tell us more about the first important pillar.
Well, that is health and nutrition. It is important for moms to be healthy and visit the clinic early when they're pregnant. Moms who do not go to the clinic when they are pregnant have a greater risk for their baby to be born prematurely, and the baby is a higher risk of dying. When we mention nutrition during pregnancy, we mean more than only healthy food. We mean anything that is absorbed by the baby from the mother's blood. It also means that mother doesn't drink any alcohol, smoke cigarettes, or take drugs, as these are poisonous to the growing baby and can permanently damage the baby's brain and body. The best food for babies is breast milk on its own for the first 6 months. Ask at the clinic for advice and join a group for breastfeeding moms. Working moms are entitled to 2 half-hour breaks a day at work for breastfeeding. From 6 months of age, baby can be given other healthy foods while continuing with breastfeeding. But cut out sugary teas and sweet cool drinks, sweets and chips between meals. Visit the baby clinic for a weight check every month in the first 2 years of life and keep up to date with the immunizations. Talk to the nurse if you're worried about your baby. If the baby gets ill, get help quickly from the clinic, especially if you see any of the danger signs that are shown on the back of the baby's Road to Health book called the Clinic Book. Take time to read the whole Road to Health book for all the good advice on healthy foods and how to prevent dehydration. For example, there's a recipe for how to mix sugar, salt, and water to prevent your baby from becoming dehydrated.
What can you tell us about the second important pillar?
That's the love and care for baby and the support for mom. Moms need help from their baby's father or partner, family and friends in this time so that mom can look after herself and feel calm and happy. If a mom is too stressed during pregnancy, the stress can damage the baby's new brain connections and cause permanent damage. When such a baby grows up, he or she has problems dealing with stress at school. Any mom feeling sad or worried must please talk to someone you trust and ask for help at the clinic. Baby needs mom to be calm and to spend time with baby, to make eye contact, to notice and respond to baby, talk, sing, hold and touch baby. This is essential for the baby's brain to develop well. It is best the person caring for the baby should remain consistent, the same. If moms go back to work, introduce your baby gradually over time to a new carer. This person will be the one that the baby trusts, the the person to act as a shield to protect baby against the harmful effects of stress. Babies can't talk, so we need someone to speak up for them. And fathers and family can help mom in practical ways in the home to give her more time to care for her baby. A lovely example is that babies hear and respond to their mums and dads' voices while speaking to them even before birth. And we see how babies can recognize and respond to their parents' voices immediately after birth. I have seen how a baby that is very stressed just after birth calms down just by the father speaking to the baby and saying to the baby, "I love you."
Tell us more about the third important pillar.
The third important pillar is play, stimulation, and safety. During pregnancy, parents can learn about positive parenting skills and how to be a responsive and sensitive parent. Ask at the ECD center or clinic for advice. You can break the cycle of harsh parenting by taking responsibility for yourself as a parent and to see your baby as separate from yourself. And to be careful, make the decision not to react in a negative way to your baby. The education and matric results of your baby starts during the first 1,000 days. Through play in a safe, loving environment and in interacting with a loving adult, babies who feel safe and secure are able to explore and learn faster. Babies should have a safe space to be able to explore, learn, touch things, put things in their mouth. You can make a difference by spending time with baby, to share picture books with baby, read stories, sing to baby, encourage baby to say words. Outdoor play is very good for babies. All of this playful interaction ensures that they develop their skills in their brains, setting the scene for future learning. This does not cost money. You do not have to be a rich parent to be a good parent. TV and cell phones are not good for babies. You may think they respond to TV screens, but babies need to be responded to, which TV cannot do. Make sure babies have clean, fresh air to breathe and that adults don't smoke in the home or cars. Keep babies home safe from dangerous items such as paraffin, buckets with water in, and electrical points. Constant supervision of babies is essential to protect them from accidents in the home and near traffic. Moms should not be busy on their cell phones when they're taking care of their babies. When they do that, or are distracted for other reasons like having arguments with people, the baby senses that moms are not engaging and connecting with them. Babies need eye contact with a caring adult.
Is the first 1,000 days only important for mothers?
No, it is crucial for anyone involved in caring for babies and young children. Specifically, dads have a very important role to play. They can be kind and gentle with moms and support them through pregnancy and after birth to help them to get enough rest and support to breastfeed well and be able to bond with and care for their babies. And babies know the sound of their fathers as well as their mothers' voices.
Give some examples of things that can go wrong during the first 1,000 days period.
Well, many people are aware that alcohol is bad for babies, but this is not all. Drugs, physical, mental abuse, constant shouting, stress, loud noises, depression, feelings of sadness and worry, anything that affects mom in a bad way is also harmful for the baby. And this starts way before birth. Sometimes moms don't know they're pregnant and will engage in harmful activity. This is a danger for the unborn child. An example is fetal alcohol syndrome. This is caused when mums drink a lot of alcohol in pregnancy. The alcohol goes into the mother's blood and then into her baby and permanently causes physical abnormalities and brain abnormalities. And such children have learning difficulties in life. Another example are babies that are malnourished and are not likely to develop well. Their brain development is also affected. Malnourished children are 4 times more likely to drop out of school or not be able to work and support their families later. An example is that many malnourished children have mothers who are overstressed. And we have seen, if you look in the Road to Health book at the growth chart, that babies falter in their growth due to mums being too stressed.
What can parents and others caring for babies do to get help?
If we want a bright future for our child, we must grow children through the 3 pillars: health and nutrition, care and support, and play and protection for both mom and baby during pregnancy and continuing in the first 2 years of baby's life. This will water, nurture, feed, and protect the little plant that is our child so that they grow up healthy and strong. You are not alone. Western Cape Government has a network of support to enhance this initiative. Ask at your local clinic, read your Road to Health book, ask your ECD center for help. We are working to shape our services so that we can focus on this crucial first 1,000 days period. When you see that a mother or baby carer is having a hard time, please try and help her to get support. This will help us all ensure the bright future we all want for our children.
We spoke to Dr. Elmrey Malik about the first 1,000 days. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This program was brought to you by the Western Cape Government.